Well, it's been a little while since we have recorded a communion. That's not to say that I have not participated, that I have not taken advantage of, that I have not come to this table since the last recording. Just haven't felt led to record one. Now, we just finished a message which I have titled Faith, Hope, and Love. As faithers, for some of you new ones, I might say, as believers, this most wonderful faith activity, which Jesus Christ instituted and/or gave full meaning to, called the Last Supper, called the Table of the Lord, called the Communion Table, called by some the Eucharist, comes with the sole instruction that as we do this, we are to remember Him, that is Jesus. The elements at this table are a cup of wine and a piece of broken bread. As Jesus Himself use these elements. They are symbols designed to bring to mind Jesus and who He was. And what he did. There are some who mistranslate that verse in 1 Corinthians 11. Replacing the word worthily with the word worthy. Those are the ones that Paul addresses in his Galatian letter as though somehow or other they had obtained righteousness and now, therefore, were qualified to participate in this communion table. And as wrong as they are with regard to their perfection in the flesh through the performance of the law, so are they wrong in misunderstanding the purpose of this table. They would suggest that somehow if you participate at this table, being unworthy, you know, that then you're guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. No! When we come to this table, we always teach. And the 27th verse of 1 Corinthians 11 says, "Wherefore, so whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily," it's an adverb, folks, it modifies, adverbs modify verbs, and it's speaking of an unworthy manner. When we come to this table, these elements are designed to cause us to remember Jesus. And in our participation, wherein we partake worthily, we discern the true meaning, or more specifically, the substance of what these symbols represent. We have this cup of wine. It represents the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood, it says, the life of the soul is in the blood. Therefore, the blood represents the life and we are to remember the life and all that it brings. That is the life of the Son of God, whom John, in his first epistle, the second chapter, calls the righteous one. And in Isaiah 53:11, this 53rd chapter of Isaiah, to me, is as important a 12 verses as there are in the Old Testament. But in the 11th verse, it says, "He shall see the travail of his soul." That's not saying, well, let me see if I can put names to these pronouns. God shall see the travail of the soul of Jesus and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge, that is, by the knowledge of Jesus, my righteous servant, that is, Jesus, shall righteousify many. For he shall bear their iniquities. We taught a couple of weeks ago on the accounting system of God. Galatians 1 says, you know, I'm just going to use Scripture, not use it, proclaim it. Galatians 1:4 says, speaking of Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins. That he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of God and the Father. Not only has Christ borne our iniquities, not only did he give himself for our sins, but it says he and to stay in the context of the gospel, he shall righteousify many. We taught that on the ground of faith through the Spirit, we wait for the hope of righteousness. When we look to Jesus, at this table, we not only do it by faith, but we do it with hope. And that in the promise of God that Jesus shall righteousify many. He is the source of our life, having given his life for us. And as we said in the message this morning, that which God has in store for those who wait on him, it's never entered in to to any mind. No eye has seen it. No ear has heard it. So, as we take this cup with full confidence, that He did bear our iniquities, and that He gave, and that which He gave was sufficient. And we take it in the hope by the plan of God. We shall share, or that Jesus shall share King James would say he will divide a portion to the strong, that is, those who are trusting Him. We come not only by faith, but we come with love, for we loved Him because He loved us first. We come in hope. Because God has promised through Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ, we shall have. Righteousness, even the righteousness of God. And we take this cup discerning not only what Jesus has done, but hoping for that day when it shall all be fulfilled. All by grace, we take the cup, thanking God for His grace in Jesus. Amen. Not only hope in the life to come, but here and now. For also in that description of Christ in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, it says that by His stripes we're healed. That's the meaning behind the broken bread at this table. And that is not something for which we need to wait into eternity on. But here and now, for Isaiah declares it 700 years before the fact, Peter, looking back at the fact, says, without equivocation, with his stripes ye were healed. We have this promise also of God. And you say, well, you know, I've been coming to this table and I've been claiming this promise and I'm not healed yet. Yeah, but have understanding of what your faith has yielded. It has even brought Jesus Christ into your heart. And as we continue to trust in the promises of God, He says, with His stripes, you were healed. I'm not letting circumstance diminish my faith. As with Jesus, some were healed, it says, immediately. Some were healed on the way. We're on the way with Jesus and have this promise. And this hope. Because He loved us so much. Not only did He give His life, which the law required, but He gave His back to the smiters. Something not required by the law. An exhibit of His love to us. Take with me this bread. Discerning. He loved us so much He went beyond. Take it. By faith, that is, act. That is, take the bread and eat it. And take it with these words that with His stripes, we are healed. That's our hope. Take it in Jesus' name. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, and now abideth faith, hope, and love. These three, he says, shall continue always. Amazing grace. We thank You, Jesus, for what You done and are doing and throughout eternity will continue. Amen.